Hello everybody. In this brief audio, we shall take some thoughts from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth of this month they shall take to them each man a lamb for a father's house, a lamb for a house. And if the household is too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next to his house take according to the number of the souls, each one according to the eating of his mouth. You shall count concerning the lamb. Verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Verse 7. And they shall take some of the blood and strike on the two side posts and upon the upper doorpost of the houses in which they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, and unleavened bread. They shall eat it with bitter herbs. Do not eat of it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, its head with its legs, and with its inward parts. And you shall not let any of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And you shall eat of it this way, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in a hurry. It is Jehovah's Passover. Verse 12, For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. I am Jehovah. This passage deals with the original Passover, that sacrifice, the blood of which stayed the hand of the destroyer, and those of faith were preserved when God wrought judgment against all the gods of Egypt. Remembering that these things apply to the nation of Israel, we can nevertheless take some fundamental truths from these events. And one of the first and most wonderful things here is found in verse 2. This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And we know that when we believe into the Lord Jesus Christ, it is in fact a new beginning, a wonderful new beginning. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, says, If anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It is wonderful to notice also that in Egypt there was no shortage of lambs. And we know that all these lambs pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, as John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And our Saviour, the Lord Christ, is freely offered to all the world today. In verse 6 of Exodus 12, The Lord said to the Israelites through Moses, The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Thousands of lambs, but a singular pronoun used to look forward to the Saviour who will deliver Israel as well as us. The world is full of salvation schemes, but you and I know There is only one Lamb, one Saviour. And our final point from this passage for this lesson is found in verse 3. Each man a lamb. Do you see? A lamb. There's a progression of identification when it says in verse 4, the lamb. Ah, but do you see? In verse 5, it is your lamb. Dear listener, is the Lord Jesus Christ your lamb? Is he one that you have known personally? And have you placed your faith in him as the one who on that cross bore our sin and sins and brought a glorious deliverance for us all?